What's going on, guys? How's everybody? How you doing today? Oh, man, we got a big one today. I got a lot of great stories behind the scenes at the NFL annual meeting. It's the owners' meeting. They changed the word to NFL annual meeting. Wanted to be more about the teams. It's always in a ritzy place. It was at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. I didn't stay at the Ritz-Carlton, but I was there for some press conferences. Just finding out behind the scenes and the big party where you get to mingle with the NFL owners, head coaches, general managers, media, all partying outside at the Ritz. It was unbelievable. I got stories about that. Major League Baseball opening day. There's something special about Major League Baseball's just opening day. It's different than the regular season. And Bucks owner Joel Glazer, he did a little media session with Tampa Bay media that was there. Last year, I sat down with him one-on-one, but that was in Phoenix. This one was in Orlando, so it was closer. You had a lot of Tampa Bay media drove over, and I'll play you some of that. I got in a couple of questions. Very, very interesting. So this is a good one. This is a good one. A lot of great stories, man. And wait till you hear what I did at the NFL meeting party night. Oh, my God. Hysterical. But anyway, let me tell you about my main sponsor here, which is Lipton Window and Door. Lipton Windows and Door. If you need replacement windows or doors, whether you're a business owner or you are a homeowner or you are you own property, people are renting from you, you got to go to Lipton Windows and Door. They are in Newport Richey. You can go there, meet with Tim Lipton, who is the owner. They've been in business for decades. They're the best. They're the best in Tampa Bay, the premier window and door contractor in Tampa Bay. It'll give you the best value. Okay, they use cost-cutting edge technology, and their customer service is number one. That's their number one priority. They have a fully trained staff. So if you're located in either Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, or Hernando counties, give them a call. Here's the number. You got your pen out? Here's the number. 727-372-2455, or go to their Newport Richey showroom. Factory back warranty, hurricane protection, replacement windows, patio doors, double hung windows, metal storm panels, 100% financing. It'll help reduce your energy cost. Give them a call. 727-372-2455. Lipton Window and Door. Ask for Tim Lipton. All right, without further ado, let's get right to it. Now, this is not one-on-one. I would say there was probably about, 8 to 10 reporters. We outside. It was the last meeting they had with the owners at the NFL annual meeting. And Joel Glazer came out. He loves being outside. I remember last year he said, let's go outside. Let's do it outside. We went out by the pool and just outside in this area. And that's where I sat down with Jason Light by the pool. But that was in Phoenix. So this one, we went outside. I get in a couple of questions and just, he rarely talks. They also own Manchester United. You know about that. But here he is, Bucks owner, Joel Glazer. And it started off right like the expectations last year. Nobody predicted the Buccaneers to do anything. It was after Tom Brady. They had, $75+ million in dead cap money they couldn't spend. And look at what they did. They got in the playoffs. They got a win. And so here we go. Here he is on last year, man. Did it feel good? Did it feel good with all those doubters? Bucks owner, Joel Glazer.
I think the biggest one was the kickoff. And a lot of discussion about that. But I think as a league, everyone decided that it's an exciting play that needs to be put back in the game. So I think anytime you can make the game more exciting, we're in favor of it.
Joel, obviously your expectations are always high for this team. I think, as you heard, a lot of national pundits last year didn't expect much out of you, but I think you believe that team was playoff ready. And what are you expecting this year?
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me last year where everybody had us, but that's what made it even more special as the season went on and made it more fun. And I think we're going to build off last year and looking forward to this year, and got a lot of our key players back. So looking forward to the season.
Joe, when you look at last year, the 3-1 start, the 4-7, and then to win 5 out of the last 6 to make the playoffs and win the championship. What was that roller coaster of emotions for you and the Glazer family watching all of this unfold?
Well, frankly, when we have that dip, when you looked at those games, they were relatively close games. So it wasn't that the performance was completely dropping off. It's just, you know, sometimes things aren't going your way. So team fought through it. Todd did a great job of keeping everybody on board and keeping them headed in the right direction. But then when the turnaround came, it made it even more exciting. And again, it was a lot of fun. But we didn't quite get as far as we wanted to. We always, our goals are always higher. And again, looking to build this year.
Jason, at the scouting combine, Jason Light, it was going to be quite an undertaking to get Baker back, Mike Evans back, the key free agents back. He did it. Yeah. How amazed are you at, you know, how he's able to make that work, and how do you feel about it?
No, you know, Jason does a great job. His whole staff does a great job in preparing and then working the contracts. But then again, it also says a lot that the players wanted to come back, because you want a team, a bunch of players that want to be with you, that are excited to be with you. And not only everyone who came back, great on the field, but we got great guys in the community off the field. And that's what makes it special. When you get it all together, it's what makes it more enjoyable for, I know, our organization, for our fans. They appreciate it. So it's all good.
When you have a player like Tom Brady retire, you don't know if you'll immediately find a successor, a leader, a playmaker right away. How fortuitous was it to have things work out as well as it was for Baker and to be able to lock him up?
Yeah, those are tough shoes to follow, and not a lot of people could do it. And Baker stepped up and really did a great job filling that role, following some very difficult footsteps to follow, and everyone embraced him. The team embraced him. The community embraced him. And so it was a great transition, and it's hard to do, but you know, successfully did it last year.
Joe, how do you define a franchise quarterback, and is Baker Mayfield a franchise quarterback?
You know, I always hear the word franchise quarterback, and I think a lot of people can define it different ways. At the end of the day, it's about winning, and quarterback obviously is a key component of winning, but, you know, if someone you can count on, reliable, consistent, lead your team, to me, that's what's important.
Joe, what about the possibility of another Super Bowl at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa? I'm sure you've talked to Goodell. I know, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, no, the NFL, I'm sure we'll get back to Tampa at some point. There's a lot of cities that are in line to get Super Bowls. And so, you know, historically, Tampa's always been a great city for Super Bowls and always keep coming back. So I'm sure it's just a matter of time. It's just got to get all the different cities in their turn, and then I'm sure the day will come.
And does it also mean to continue to make improvements and upgrades to Raymond James Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we're always, all teams are always looking at and making sure they keep the fan experience up to date, and things have changed over the years. So we're always doing that. All the teams are always doing that. All sports teams, there's always an emphasis on that. So same with us.
I'm sorry. The stadium's 25 years old. Is there any long-term plans for improvements in terms of like closing the rim, like maybe Miami did? Because I know, obviously, every summer it seems to get hotter and hotter.
Yeah. You know, we did a bunch of improvements. It was about 7 or 8 years ago, and we're always, like all teams, we're always looking at upgrading and improving, and we'll, you know, continually do that as we go along.
Will a new stadium be needed down the road?
You know, that's not something we're looking at what we have and how we can improve the experience now, and, you know, that's something I'm really thinking about right now.
Joel, you're talking about fan experiences. I think it was safe to say that the throwback jerseys coming back was a huge success for the fans. What was the reaction like within the organization to that? And is this something that you're looking forward to doing on a regular basis each year?
Yeah, everybody loves throwbacks. I mean, that was really energizing last year, because it had been so long for various reasons why we couldn't wear the helmet. But to have them back, I know everyone in our organization was thrilled. Their fans really rallied around it and had a great time with it, and it's something that I'm sure we'll look to do more in the future.
Would you be open? Yesterday they had the big press conference on how the NFL is continuing to play in different countries besides just to Germany, you know, going to. Would you be on board playing overseas other than, you know, the England and also Germany?
Yeah, you know, the NFL has got a real emphasis on expanding the game globally and have made great strides in previous years in doing that. And the best way to do that is to bring the game to other countries. And so the NFL is going to really work harder to grow the game, because, you know, it's big here in the United States. We know how wonderful the game is. And that's the next logical step to growing the game internationally.
Do you have a preference? Maybe a country you'd like the Bucks to play?
No, you know, we've played in England, we've played in Germany, and great experiences in both, and we're always open-minded to wherever we can go to grow the fan base. We're happy to go.
Just to follow up on my question about the throwbacks, will there be a throwback game this year? Is that something that's going to be annual or on a more of a regular basis?
Yeah, that's something we're kind of working through right now, and when you know we settle on where it's going, we'll communicate that.
Can you reflect on 10 years of Jason Light and his journey? And you know, it's a long time for an NFL GM.
Yeah, no, Jason, time flies, but Jason does a great job, and we're lucky to have Jason and in all aspects of what he does. And it's been the last several years, whether it's drafting or free agency or cap management, Jason and his staff do a wonderful job. We have a great working relationship, and he's got a great organization that he's built. And that stability, I think, is key in this sport. It's the constant change that causes all sorts of problems. And to have that stability and everything Jason brings to the table, I think we're fortunate to have him.
Is there something you like most about the 2023 team?
I wouldn't say there's one thing. I think it was the low expectations. Again, I didn't agree with the low expectations, but the low expectations and then kind of proving doubters wrong and growing as the season went on. I mean, that to me is always the biggest thing. It's is the team progressing as the team goes on? And that's, you saw that with this team and fought to the end. Didn't quite go our way, but just the whole growth of the team as the year went on.
Joe, you guys have done so much for this franchise since coming here. Two Super Bowls. As you talk about, fan experience has been improved almost on a yearly basis. The roster, you brought in some big names. I can't top Tom Brady. But when the NFLPA vote came out this year grading franchises, were you kind of hurt by that?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two ways to look at that. One, I always welcome some information that you may not have heard from somebody. You would hope you hear it as the year goes on. But sometimes you don't always hear these things. So, you know, they did this a year ago. We've heard the list, said take care of everything, because obviously we're not doing something right. And that's the goal. Everyone can always improve, self included. And anything we can do to improve, we always do. So,
do you address that with the team at any point? Or
yeah, we make sure we listen to what any criticism there is and then address it. So,
are there specific things you're doing in response to this year's grades to improve that?
Everything else on the list. So,
all right. There was a couple of more things that were said at the end. Nothing new. Very boring. Like, what does it mean to have Mike Evans, Vontae David? But what I found interesting is the NFL, the players, the NFL gives out all the players. They have fill out this survey at the end of the year. What did you not like? Grade your organization on the locker room, the showers, the food, the travel, the field, everything. And the Buccaneers did not finish highly. No, they finished low. A lot of complaints. And I found it funny because, oh my God, I covered the Buccaneers when they were in John Gruden called it the woodshed. It was terrible. Oh my God, there were colleges, high schools that had better facilities. They had a weight room out on the back patio and this and that. They won a Super Bowl with Allstott and Lynch and Derek Brooks and Sapp and Brad Johnson and those guys. We're coming out of that facility. But it's 2024. I get it. Players are expecting a little bit more now. And Joe Glazer said everything that was on that list, they took care of. Everything. Because when I've gone over to One Buck in the offseason, I've noticed it's there. They are remodeling everything. The locker room, the shower area, there's going to be a new studio. The entire grass surface of all the fields was taken up. It was just dirt. And they're redoing everything. So they take that stuff seriously. And it was J.J. Watt a couple of weeks ago was saying, when the players get these lists and it's in their locker, and when it comes down to like Pro Bowl selections, he's like, some guys are like, man, I'm concerned about what I'm doing. They don't even take the time to fill it out, or they just go, whoa, whoa, whoa. But he said at the end of the year, when they give out that survey of what the players think that was not good, everybody takes their time. Everybody fills that out. And so the Bucs are doing everything to take care of all the complaints that the players had. But it's so funny because when the Bucs won the Super Bowl the first time, back in the day with Allstott and Lynch and Brooks and Sapp and Brad Johnson and those guys, John Gruden used to call it the woodshed. There were high school facilities that were better. There was no indoor facility. They had weights, a bench press and free weights out on a patio that was so small and 100 degrees. There was no cafeteria. They used to eat, Jose would set up every day temporarily some stuff in the hallway, and then they would bring in their paper plates and sit down at their lockers. They didn't even have chairs. It was a bench, and they would sit at these lockers and eat their food like that. But again, I get it. It's 2024. Players are a little bit more spoiled. They've been had their asses kissed all the way through now, so they expect a lot better. And how about Joe Glazer said, we took care of everything because they're doing everything. So that was interesting. All right, are you ready for some stories now? And one that could have been very embarrassing. But before I go any further, remember, if you are in the need for replacement windows or doors, there is only one company to call, and that would be Lipton Windows and Door. 727-372-2455. If you are in Pasco, Pinellas, Hernando, or Hillsborough counties, they are the best. They carry only top quality windows and doors. They will provide you with custom made window and door solutions. They never compromise on quality. They donate $100 from every job to the Southeast Guide Dogs in Bradenton. Tim Lipton, they've been in business for decades. They're the best. They're the best. I wouldn't put my name on it. 100% financing on all window purchases and or installation costs. You can go to their facility in Newport Richey, Lipton Window and Door. Best value, customer service is number one in priority. Most affordable prices in all of Tampa Bay. They pick the best manufacturers with the best products. All of Lipton's windows and doors meet and exceed a Florida building and energy code. So it's Lipton Windows and Door. Go see them today or give them a call. All righty. So I get to the NFL annual meetings. I go every year now. I went to one in Palm Beach. I went to the one last year in Phoenix. It's outside of Phoenix. And I went to this one in Orlando. It's at the Ritz-Carlton, attached to the JW Marriott. Doesn't get any better. The owners, they got so much money, and they want to be at the best. So I show up. I got up on Monday morning, for the AFC coaches. They speak early. It's very informal. I like the way they do it. It's in a conference room, but there are round tables. And you can just sit at the round table. And it's the coaches are much more relaxed. It's the off season. So yes, they're preparing for the draft and this and that, but they're not game planning. They're not coming off a loss. They don't have a lot of pressure. They've got contracts for this year. So everybody is in a good mood and relaxed, and especially at the party. Where do you hear about the party? But I got there because it's on my own dime, so I'm not affording to be there for a long time. I did not stay at the Ritz-Carlton. I'll tell you that. But I was 10, 20, 15 minutes away. It was fine. And I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I drove over there, beat the traffic. If you got to go to Orlando, that's the way to do it, man. Piece of cake. Through Lakeland, through what I used to call boardwalk and baseball. Remember that? By that Champions Gate. Boom, boom, boom. Keep going. Boom. No problem. Got there before 7 o'clock. Got my credential. Ready to go. Checked into the AFC coaches. Da, da, da. But when I first walked in, Alex Marvez is a host on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's a longtime reporter, print journalist. He's a good dude. He's been on the pod. He was on the podcast 2 years ago. He also works in pro wrestling for Tony Khan with AEW. There's WWE and AEW. And he used to write about wrestling. Besides, and Tony Khan knows the wrestling business. He was a fan. He was a fan of Alex Marvez. He gave him a gig. Alex Marvez wrote the Chris Jericho book, Jericho's book for him. I'm a big Jericho fan. So anyway, I was walking in. I said, he goes, hey, Rock. It was the first person I saw. 7 o'clock in the morning. I said, hey, Alex, how you doing, man? So blah, 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 blah. And I thought, you know what? If it gets kind of tight here, I know I can get him back on my podcast because it's a double-edged sword. You get to talk NFL, you get to talk his business broadcasting, but you also get to talk about the pro wrestling behind the scenes with Rich. So anyway, I saw him because he comes later in this story, all right? So remember that. So then I get there, all the AFC coaches, they're doing their things. I'm looking at some of the media members, maybe who I can get. I have so many interviews that I did at Super Bowl. They're in my laptop here. I got to start playing some of them. So they're great. So anyway, it's going along, boom, 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 getting familiar, blah, 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 seeing people I haven't seen, checking out the coaches, And it's interesting to see the amount of media around certain coaches. When the AFC were there, Harbaugh from not the Ravens, the Chargers, the LA Chargers, they almost said San Diego, coming from Michigan. He was holding court. He had a lot of eyeballs on him. And I did a little video where his table was next to Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs. I zoomed in on Harbaugh. Went over, he had a whole bunch of reporters, and went over to Andy Reid. Andy Reid had like three people. Look at that. Andy Reid, the Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey, Super Bowl winners. Look at this. Isn't that funny? Flavor of the month. Everybody's interested in Harbaugh. It isn't like the Chargers have such a big media contingent. Sean Payton had a big crowd around him. I think it's one of two things. I think it's the Denver media is very strong. They really do support covering their teams. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy. I don't want to get too detailed. Troy Rank, he had been with a Denver TV station. I saw him last year, and he's now a columnist with the Denver Post. I know newspapers are going downhill. They're barely surviving, but he was like, Denver Post is still pretty strong, blah, blah, blah. And like the Denver, the coverage, man, it really was something else. So Sean Payton had a big gaggle. Chicago always does. The New York coaches, Dable and Robert Saleh, you know, because New York, there's more reporters there around. So they were pretty heavily. So all that, did that, all that, da-da-da. Went back to my hotel, wanted to check in the afternoon, take a shower, get ready for the party. The party. It's the only time, it's the only place that does this. I don't, Major League Baseball doesn't do this, NBA, NHL, where you can actually party with owners, billionaires, the owners, the top media in the country, head coaches, GMs, everybody is there together. And it's tremendous. The food is unbelievable. They have these stations, the drink, the open bars, it's always outside. They have an unbelievable band, white tablecloths. You can stand up or sit down, or everybody's mingling. It's not like one big tables. They have those stand-up high-top tables, or they have a couple of outdoor couches and lounge. And it was great. My brother-in-law works for the NFL, so he brought his wife and son this year, and I got to spend time with them. That was kind of cool. He's great. And seeing who I knew, this and that. But guess, here's how it started. So I said to myself, I was only maybe 10 minutes away. So the Uber was what, $11, $11.95? I said, I'm going to Uber. That way I can have some beers. Don't have to worry about it. I'm here. Let me enjoy this party. So I Uber or Lyft from my hotel and get to the Renaissance, JW or the Ritz-Carlton. The party starts at 7. I got there probably about 6:15. Plenty of time. All right, I just took my shower. I'm ready to go. I'm in a great mood. How can you not be? I'm in, and my wife calls. And so I'm filling her in, and I get in my Lyft, and I'm in the back seat. And I'm never talking on the phone when I'm doing something, but I was still talking to her. I'm telling her about this and that. I got in. I saw this Alex Marvez. He wrote Jericho's book. He's with AEW besides NFL. I'm going to put him on the podcast. He was really nice. Yeah, it's been great. I saw so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. I hang up. The Lyft driver says, did you just say Chris Jericho? Yeah. Did you just say AEW? Yeah. I said, what are you, a wrestling fan? No, I say, you a Jericho fan? He's like, all of wrestling. I had Kenny Omega in my car. I've had wrestling guys, I said, oh, this Alex Marvez is a good dude. He wrote Jericho's book. Yeah. And I said, Jericho lives right near me, and I've yet to get him on the podcast. So blah, blah, blah. And he was talking about pro wrestling. So he drops me off. I get out of the car. I'm ready to go into the party. I go into the lobby, the beautiful lobby of the Ritz-Carlton, the beautiful fountain, the ornate everything. And I also saw some young families that were there. Had nothing to do with the NFL. How do they have this money? What did they do? I'm talking about maybe like 28, 30 years old with like two little kids. Rich! Rich! Money! Money, money! What do you do? But anyway, I'm walking in. Who do I see? Alex Marvez. What is this, the Alex Marvez thing? Alex Marvez is walking and he goes, "Hey, Rock." I said, "Alex, were your ears ringing?" "No, I was just talking to you. I was just telling my wife on the phone about you and Jericho and the book and AEW. And my Lyft driver's a big wrestling fan." And Alex Marvez had a big smile on his face. Here he is there for NFL Sirius XM, NFL Radio, and it's talking wrestling. And he was laughing and loving it. And he goes, I got to go on the air. I can't go to the party. You enjoy the party. I said, "Oh, man, you always said you have to make sacrifices to be on the air at a network, an NFL." And he's like, "Hey, man, you know, that's how it goes. But enjoy the party. I think it's down here, Rock." So I said, "Well, I'll walk with you." So we're chatting, we're BSing, I'm walking towards, we're getting to the little mini, they have a mini radio row. For the owners' meetings, it's maybe eight stations at all, that's it. The New York Jets always have their people. Pittsburgh Steelers radio is always there. KOA Denver is there. I got to meet Brandon Kravitz from the Orlando iHeart station. He was there because he drove. It was his first time. Blah, blah, blah. So we look down for the big glass windows, and Alex Marvez is pointing down, and he's like, "Oh, there's where your party is." And it looked like it, you know, the open bar, the food stations, the white tablecloths. I said, "Yeah, that's where it is. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Alex. Alex, a pleasure. Pleasure. I'll talk to you later this week." Okay, great. I go downstairs and I look at my watch, and the party starts at 7, but it was like 6:45. And I'm like, "Oh, well, you know what? They probably started a little bit early. No big deal. Blah, blah, blah." So another guy comes up to me. He was in a suit. And we shake hands. No. I didn't meet him yet. So nobody's around. So I walk out onto the outside. It's on the outside grounds of the Ritz-Carlton. And I walk out there and I just go up to the bar. Everybody, guys and girls, women, everybody's dressed nicely. Beautiful night. The music's playing. The drinks are flowing. And I get myself a beer and I was like, maybe I'll even go with a Corona. I never drink Coronas at home. What the heck, you know? You do something a little bit different. You're out and about, you know? Beautiful. "Oh, thank you so much." They put the napkin around. I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't recognize one face though. Man, I'm walking around, I'm sipping my beer, oh, it's beautiful weather, and looking around, I don't look at anybody, and I look down at the credentials. My credential is red, NFL Media. These credentials are blue. I've seen the blue in a different hallway, Riverside Summit, whatever Riverside, I don't know if it's a church, it's just whatever it is. I'm at the wrong party. I crashed the wrong party. You got to be kidding me. And I'm like, "Oh, well, I'll hold on to my beer and let me just walk out." I see another guy coming with the red NFL media credential. And I said, wrong party, dude. This is the wrong party. Everybody's in blue here." And he just laughed. And he mentioned his name and he said, "Oh, we've met before. Years ago, I didn't know him. He was actually from like Sarasota." And we got to talking and this and that. We walked over and then we were at the right party. And then it still wasn't open yet. And we still had about 10 minutes to go. And then it was 7:00. The line formed. People are being let in. There was one guy that was glancing down at the credentials. Because this is a five-star party, man. You can't really, get into the, you actually probably could, but anyway, and then I started seeing everybody and media that I know and seeing coaches that I know, and now we're off to the races and here we go, and it was just a great time, great time. So It's open bar. I'm having a few drinks, different beer. I'm just a beer guy. So I'm having that. Everything was good. And now got a little buzz on, having a great time. I spent time with my brother-in-law, his family. I'm introducing him to different media types and these young guys out of Tampa Bay. Seeing Steve then from Joe Bucks Fan. And then, boom. So I was with Ira for a little bit, this Ira Kaufman, and he was talking to Andy Reid, and I was there. And he finished. I said, "Hey, Andy, my name is Rock Riley. I'm out of Tampa. Congrats on all your success, man. You've done a great, great job. Seemed like a good man." He had a big smile, shook hands. So I leave there, and I'm walking by, and I go right by Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzmagic. He is now in the media with Amazon. Doesn't he do the Thursday games? I think he does the Thursday games with Amazon. But anyway, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he played backup quarterback. He was with the Bucks. He was with so many different teams, the Bills, the Jets. We can go down the list. And he was talking to a guy, and I said, "Ryan," and I just couldn't have, I said, "Ryan, I'm the guy, when you put on Deshaun Jackson's getup and the open shirt and the chain and all that, and I asked you, what is yours? And you said the hair, and it went viral. I asked that question, and he was laughing. I said, "How you doing, man? Good to see you again." Boom, 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 left. So then walking around, mingling, who's who, BSing, and then I saw Tony Khan. And I've been meaning to say hello to him, but he was talking to somebody, and because I had seen his father, Shad Khan, the Jacksonville Jaguars owner, several times. He walked by me. I said, "Hello, Mr. Khan." When it's the owners and they're billionaires, they're so successful, I'm very respectful. Like Arthur Blank walked by me a couple of times and I said, "Hello, Mr. Blank. How are you?" You know what I mean? These guys, man, they made it to the top in other businesses. Very, very smart men. I have that respect. And Tony Khan was right there and I said, "Tony, my name is Rock. I'm from Tampa. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I had Alex Marvez on my podcast." He goes, "Okay." Because Alex Marvez told me Tony Khan is a great man. He cares. And I said, "And Chris Jericho, he lives right near me." And he's like, "Okay." And I said, "I'm a big fan at what you've been doing." And he goes, "No, thank you very much." And I said, "Thank you, man." And then left him. Didn't want to bug him for any more. But it was kind of funny. I'm wondering what he really thought. Oh God, look at who's that guy, reporter. But no, it was interesting. I can tell you a little something. Okay, they do work. This is just a party, that big party where everybody's relaxed. But they have all these meetings, and instead of being on Zoom, everybody's in one location at one time, like the NFL competition committee. They approve or disapprove, vote on certain rule changes. There's going to be voting on this. They're big with the flag football. They're going to have a national flag football tournament at Canton for kids. They eventually, especially girls, they want to eventually make it like the Williamsport of Little League baseball. Very smart, trying to get the young kids with flag. I was at one of these press conferences. I was at a couple of them, actually. I didn't know the Bucks star Sheik Leisure was coming in on minority hires, women hiring. The Bucks have been at the forefront of that. She even mentioned, besides Todd Bowles and Jason Light, Bruce Arians was a big supporter of that. That's growing. Da, da, da. But what blew me away was every speaker that spoke. I've been at press conferences my entire life. I'll bet you close to 40 years now since I got in this business. At least 35, let's say 35 years. I've been at some bad, boring press conferences. Let me give you a hint. If you have to do any public speaking in front of a group, don't go long. Less is best. Keep their attention, movement, engagement, eye contact to the audience. Move it. Look at them. Every one of the speakers that I heard speak, because you're at the top level NFL, whatever group it was, not just the football side, business side, ratings side, countries side, flag football side, minority hiring, all that. Every speaker blew me away. They were so good. So good. They don't go long. They don't bore you. They're on point. It was really something to see, only because I've been at so many press conferences. I told my brother-in-law that. It was incredible. And when they were, now not in the to the media, but when they were, they had the NFL owners, when they had their meeting of the ratings on the numbers and how high Thursday night football has become compared to when they first started. The numbers, the growth on Amazon, Thursday night games. I know it's not good for the players and all that jazz. The ratings are just, it's unbelievable. What they did on Christmas Day when they had the games compared to the NBA. That's the NBA's signature day. Oh, my God. It's more than quadruple. You just keep going. It's unbelievable. And I guess Tony Khan actually ran up there and grabbed the microphone because he's very familiar with the ratings, with AEW. He's in that business. And he said, I just got to tell you, someone that is involved in this space, these numbers are incredible. Incredible. The NFL. And here's the other point that he made, and it's true. With so many more options that we all have now on our phones, on our laptops, on our iPad, on our TVs, in homes, we have so many other options. Netflix, Amazon, YouTube, Hulu, some of you still on cable, everything. These numbers are record set. They're higher than ever for the NFL. That just tells you how big it is. In stinking credible. So overall, it was just an incredible experience, man. I'm a big behind the scenes guy, and everybody is, there's no jag-offs. There's no jerk-offs. Nobody thinking you're bigger than anybody because you're at the highest level in whatever capacity you are. It was really cool to be a part of. I got to tell you. And it was interesting to see. And you're going to see more games in different countries. I'll tell you that right now. They were, the one press conference I was at, they were these teams, NFL teams, they partner with certain countries. Sweden, Nigeria, Africa. Besides, they're going to expand. Besides playing in Mexico or Puerto Rico, Frankfurt, Germany, England, you're going to see NFL games being played in different countries. That's the way it's going to happen. I'm telling you that right now. Don't be shocked if your team is playing one game in a totally new country. They're trying to go just global, global. Not just the U.S., not just the U.K., okay? So be ready for it. They did not mention, I did not hear anything, though, and even scuttlebutt at all, about an NFL team yet full-time going to be in a different country. Like, you know, I didn't hear that. I don't know. That I don't know about with traveling and game and this and that, but you're going to see the one game in a different country and it might surprise you. So that was kind of cool. Now let me transition to opening day. Opening day for Major League Baseball. Look, the numbers are not good compared to other sports. It's, I'm telling you, it's how it goes. But there is something about Major League Baseball opening day. Now, being down here in Florida, it still is really cool. Really cool. It is. But it's even bigger if you're in a cold weather climate. There's that, spring is right around the corner. The warm weather is right around the corner. The blooming of the flowers, and it, we're here. We made it through the winter. It's baseball. The warm weather is coming. That's what it's about. And experiencing it here, I saw tailgaters. Listen, June, July, August, September, I've seen some guys try to tailgate in the parking lot. You can't. There's 90% humidity. It's 95 degrees. It's not fun. It's get me into that 72 degrees AC of Tropicana Field. And so I was walking in early, 3 hours before, whatever it was, 2.5 hours before they had just opened the parking lots, and I saw a couple tailgating. I said, oh my God, that looks great. I bet you can't do that in the summer. No, we can't. I said, enjoy. You know what else I saw walking in from the parking lot? Three different fathers playing catch with a hard ball, and they had gloves, baseball gloves on, playing catch in the parking lot. Man, I love seeing that. I love seeing that. I mean, when I was little, I was a little lefty pitcher, and my father was always in and out of the hospital. He had a bad aorta valve. He didn't get the operation until it was at the end, and he had bursitis in both shoulders and this and that, and he would catch me, and I would love that. I was a little lefty, and I threw hard, and he caught me when I was 7 years old. And that was about it, 8. He's like, I just can't get down. I can't catch anymore. And I remember getting so mad. My father won't play catch with me. But he couldn't. So I would throw against a wall. I threw against the chimney of this back. We had this, we called it a shanty. My mother didn't want that, the storage house. And I would break windows, and I would throw there on my own. You know, it's hard. And I was always like, I was mad. I wish my father could play catch with me. But he couldn't. He couldn't get down. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it anymore. I was throwing too hard. Like, you know, da 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 da. But it was neat to see. But one of the far fields or one of the far parking lots, like they still, the grass was up a little bit. Cut that. You know, but overall, it was just neat to see. And it's so funny when I talk to some of the broadcasters, I'd be like, man, I saw them in the media, the dining room. Yeah, you're opening day. And they're like, yes, it's great to have these games count. We've been doing spring training games. But what I'm looking forward to is getting into the routine. Baseball is 162 games. They're big on routine, getting into the routine. Major League Baseball opening day is different. It's an all-day thing. It's pomp and circumstance. It's bells and whistles. Everything. They have the banners. It's different. And they're just like getting into their routine. So it's different. It's not, look, NFL opening day, first game, great. But it's not that much different than game 2 or game 4. You only play 17 games. Every game counts so much. Even the NHL season, NBA, opening day is great. But it's not so different like an event. And it was really neat. Now, I got to be down on the field. And when they were doing the introductions, I was 5 feet from the players, taking some video with my iPhone. And being that close, the players are like little leaguers. They're like little kids. They're so happy. They get introduced. The camera goes on, and it goes on the big jumbotron, the big scoreboard, and it goes to each one. And they were, and I was right there laughing, joking, because look, they've made it to opening day. There's been guys that were sent down to the minor league camp. You're the best of the best. And now it's fun. It's opening day. It's neat. Stu Sternberg, the owner, he was right there with the mayor of St. Pete. They're going to, you know what I, you know what's, Tropicana Field was built back in the day when they built these big 50,000 seat stadiums. You don't need that anymore. Not everybody, even in the big cities, condense, make it more intimate, build stuff around so you can make it an event. I had one guy on Facebook that I know it's older, and he's like, sorry, man, I just want to go see the game. Well, you know what? You're in a minority. People, there's been studies done, surveys done. Young people don't like to sit in their seat for 3 to 4 hours. They like to walk around. They like to have the high-topped tables with their drink, or, you know, it's just how it is. You gotta get with the times, man. So those that, I can't stand, I don't care. You know, you gotta have options. You gotta be in the entertainment business, and you gotta entertain. Gotta do it. But it was neat. We'll get into the long baseball season, but it was really, really neat. Meanwhile, The Lightning are playing well now. We'll see. By the time I'm taping this, you know I can go up and down. We're getting ready for postseason, so that's going to be neat. So I got to go over there pregame the other day, and just that vibe is unbelievable. And my father-in-law took the whole family out to dinner up top at this swanky hotel called The Edition. Oh, my God. The food was so tasty. The big glass windows, the views. You're right across from Amalie Arena in the heart of downtown Tampa. What Vinnick, Jeff Vinnick, the owner, we call it Vinnickville. It's supposed to be the Water Street Project. It's Vinnickville. What he has done, how he has transformed it. I know Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, when they did the last NFL game here this season, and they talked about it in the broadcast. They said, boy, where we stayed in that part of Tampa was really, really nice. And they stay at the finest places around the United States. And they were talking about it. It's really incredible what he has done. They have sold out Lightning games since 2014. So anyway, really, really neat. It was a great, great time. Enjoyed it. And all is good. But I just wanted to give you some behind-the-scenes stuff. Now, we are headed off to New York City. My daughter and her chorus at her high school are going to be on stage performing at Carnegie Hall. How about that? So we're all going. I'll give you the behind the scenes. And New York City, the Big Apple. Here we come. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this edition of The Rock Stops Here. Remember, if you are in the Tampa Bay area, in either Hernando, Pinellas, Pasco, or Hillsborough counties, and you are in the market for some new windows, doors, there is the premier window and door contractor in Tampa Bay, Lipton Windows and Door. Newport Richey, they're out of Newport Richey. You can visit their Newport Richey showroom. Ask for Tim Lipton. He's the owner. 727-372-2455. What's good is someone will always answer the phone at Lipton Window and Door. I love that. And they don't take these jabronis off the street. And no, it's a fully trained staff. Customer service is their number one priority. They will give you the best value using cutting edge technology. Tim Lipton, Lipton Windows and Door, Newport Richey, Florida. Anywhere in the Tampa Bay area, tell them Rock sent you, the Rock Riley, the Rock Stops Here podcast. All right? All right. We're off to New York. I'll talk to you next week. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy it. Do something fun. Do something for yourself. And we'll talk to you next week. We'll hang. Hey, leave a comment. Leave a comment down below. Leave something comment. All right? And subscribe if you're not subscribed. Thanks, guys.